Okay, if you've ever done distributed load testing using other tools, you know that setting up the load testing infrastructure can sometimes be quite challenging. Well, what I want to do is I want to show you how simple that is using the distributed load testing agent, or DTE, distributed testing agent, within the Team System suite. So we're coming here. This is the actual install file. So I'm going to just actually walk you through setting up the installation of a distributed environment. Now, in my case, I'm going to actually be just showing you the steps of going through that, running it all in one machine in this case. I'm going to run setup.exe here. So we're going to see that we have a couple different options. There's the install team test load agent controller and install team test load agent. Always install the load agent controller first. That's the magic. Everything else after that's pretty easy. So I'm going to go ahead and click on that. It's going to go ahead and do its little magical setup thing. Start installing the software. Now, when you install the controller, that's going to be the initial machine that controls all of the agents. So you install the controller first, and then you come through and you actually start installing the agents. So I'll simply come through here, not send any of my information to Microsoft, hit next, accept my licensing agreements, go ahead and let it install to my program files directory. And now I need to know an account on my machine to actually run the test controller service as. So you do need to pick an account to run this as. And this is a service account, it's a Windows service. So you can set up with any kind of service account that you actually have. I'm going to go ahead and use one of my local accounts that I have. Hit next. It's going to go ahead and install the controller for me. I hit next. It's going to kick that off, and then once this is finished, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and install the load agent, and we'll see what that looks like. Okay, so that's finished now. I'll go ahead and hit finish on that. Now I'm going to go ahead and install the load agent itself. So the controller goes first, then you kick off the installer for the load agent. The load agent, when it's installed, basically needs to know what controller is going to be controlling it. And that's kind of the key magic to making all this happen. So as long as you install the controller first, you're good to go. You can install the controller on a user's desktop if you'd like. You can install it on an actual server. Doesn't really matter. Go ahead and click next there. Accept the licensing agreement. Click next. Go ahead and give it my information again. Hit next. And now you'll notice that it's asking for the controller computer. So this is the whole magic sauce that makes it work. So now I just need to go ahead and tell it the name of my controller, which is Notion TFS, because I have a very restricted demo environment here. Hit install, and it's going to go ahead and install the load agent on this computer. Now, as long as that machine is accessible over the network, I can be installing the load agent anywhere on my network. I do want to try and match up all the accounts whenever possible, make this more easily manageable. So you might need to set up some specialized service account specifically for the controllers and the load agents, because again, these are background processes that are going to execute and run. As mentioned before, the controller could be on an end user desktop. I'm going to hit finish here. Now the load agent has actually been started. And now the next thing is you just need to restart your computer to complete the installation. So we'll go ahead and do that. We'll just kind of time forward. Since this is a recording, you won't have to actually see the whole entire reboot process. So I'm going to go ahead and hit restart later now. We'll come back in just a second. Okay, so once you finish the reboot, essentially now what you need to do is go into one of your machines that's running Visual Studio Team Edition for Software Testers, or even better yet, Team Suite, which is what I have here. And then what you do is go into the data menu, and you're going to see this option for Administer Test Controllers. When you select Administer Test Controllers, you can type in the name of your machine here. Notion TFS is the name here. What it actually is the specific controller that you installed on. So from an architecture perspective, you essentially have three pieces to this. You have the Visual Studio interface running on somebody's machine. You have the controller running on some machine somewhere, and that's actually a background Windows service. And then you have agents, and you would have many, many agents. You could theoretically also have many controllers out there on your network in a very large distributed testing environment. So essentially, you talk to that one controller. You'll see here that that controller has one agent. So I can go through here and actually add and remove agents to my controller that I'm now managing. So essentially, once you have this set up, you've got this distributed testing environment set up. You can go add, you can remove, you can restart the entire rig. So I'm going to hit add. Notice here if there was an additional agent out there on the network, I could add an additional agent if I wanted to. I could remove an agent from the network. So for instance, I could remove this agent, say yes. There are no agents configured for this controller. I could then hit add here, type in Notion TFS, click OK. And now it's back, but notice how it's offline. I can then kick it back online. So I have a lot of control over here over what I actually want to do in the case of these different controllers and the agents. So then the only remaining thing to do is to actually start running some tests against this. So if you have some existing test cases as you've already gotten, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and crank up my project here. Once my project opens up, I now have test cases that I can run. So I can go ahead and bring up my test view window. And you'll notice here that I have some test cases. Now, once you have test cases, really all you want to do is to figure out where do you want to run them at. So I go back underneath my test menu now. I go to Edit Run Configurations, edit my local test run. But notice here there's a controller and agent option where I can actually choose to run my tests remotely. So I can actually say run them remotely. Wait for that drop down. It takes a little bit for it to come enabled. Select Notion TFS, which is the controller that I actually have here. And now that I've got that controller set up right there, I can go ahead and apply this change. I've specified the test run remotely on my local machine. It actually is the same machine. Are you sure you want to do that instead of just executing locally? So it's actually warning me that my demo environment's a little bit weird because my controller is my local machine, all right? So, and in fact, my agent will also be my local machine. So it's just warning me that I say okay. So it's still going to run it through the distributed agent process. But that's all you have to do to set up distributed testing is you're specifying which controller to use here in the local test run or in any test run. You might want to do a save as here. And instead of calling this a local test run, call it, you know, distributed test run. Hit save. Close that off. And then all of your management for this takes place under the Administer Test Controllers option. Then when you fire off whatever tests you normally fire off, these could be load tests, web tests, unit tests, they actually go out and are managed by that controller. That's all there is to it. If you'd like to get additional information on Visual Studio Team System, there's a couple of resources for you. Obviously, the product homepage on msdn.microsoft.com is a great place to start. When you go to the Visual Studio Team System homepage, you're going to have information about how to learn it, how to try it, how to buy it. One great thing to do is to actually go underneath the download sections over on the left. That's going to take you to a page. It's going to have information on what you can actually download. If you go down, there's actually going to be the option for trial software. And notice here under the popular downloads, there's actually a Visual Studio 2005 Team Suite Trial Edition. And there's also Team Foundation Server Trial Edition that you can download. That allows you to test all of the client functionality for 180 days before trying to determine, do you need a particular Team Edition? Do you want Team Suite? What do you actually need to support your development processes in your organization? So that's a very great resource for you. There's also another great resource, Team System Rocks. The Team System Rocks page here, let me actually navigate to the homepage, actually has a Team System news blog, which kind of keeps you up to date on the latest stuff going on with Team System. If you navigate to the tutorials, that's actually going to have tutorial videos that you can watch that have a lot of information about the different features. You'll notice the ones over here on the left are very short, you know, sometimes 1 or 2 minutes or less. The ones over here on the right are much longer videos. So you'll see 15-minute videos, 24-minute videos on specific topics. So this is a secondary resource you can use as well. So keep both of those in mind as you're trying to learn more about Team System.